cannot prevail, because Jesus never fails. Jesus never.
I love you, Jesus. I love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If God be for me, who can be against me? Hallelujah. It is good to feel the presence of God tonight in this house as we get ready to receive our tithe and offering. Brother Ashton, if you would help me. Brother Josh. College and Career, Friday night, the 11th. Oh, I apologize. Youth Night, August the 18th. Both of these are at 7 o'clock p.m. We are having a men's prayer breakfast Saturday the 19th of August. It shows 8 a.m. I will try to be here by 7 a.m. Also, the 19th of August at 10, right after men's prayer breakfast, we are having outreach. And then right after that mission, Sunday, August the 20th, Aaron and Chrissy are having a housewarming party August the 26th at 4 p.m. We have birthday anniversary in Salt August the 27th. We're already almost halfway through August. I'm ready for 6 weeks. They say 6 weeks, there's a cold front coming. So house to house August the 29th. It was 108 degrees today, by the way. And if it's hotter than this in hell, I don't want to go. So, at marriage seminar, that just makes me not want to go that much more. That makes me want to live for God that much more, I'm telling you. Marriage seminar, September the 1st through the 3rd with the Kings. Man, God is good. Time is flying. And it is a joy to live for God. Let's love the Lord. Lord, we ask you to bless this offering. Multiply it for your kingdom. Lord, use it for your glory. And we give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Hallelujah. When you give your offering, shake somebody's hand, tell them you're glad to see them in the house of the Lord.
My soul, needing a friend. Of the King of Kings tonight. Hallelujah. We love you. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. You're mighty Savior. Hallelujah. We praise your beautiful and righteous name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a beautiful day God has blessed us with. Amen. We're so thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost, the grace of God. Amen. And we want to go to the Lord in prayer. Sister Tammy Frazier is today in need of the Lord's touch in her body. She's had blood transfusion, blood pressure at bottom. Now it's picked back up. We want the Lord to undertake. Talisha Roach is doing better after a situation happened to her body, life flight at Abilene. Thankful for the answer there. Keep praying for her soul and her body. We're going to believe the Lord also to touch Brother Allison. God would touch him and minister to him. Brother Buddy, that God would keep ministering to him. Brother and Sister Graves, the Lord touch their body. Also, Sister Kara's uncle is just hanging on tonight. We want the Lord to minister to that family. And we're so thankful tonight for the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, being on our side. The great physician. Amen. Tonight, we want you to pray also for our children's church next door, our staff that is next door, as well as our youth class that's for our children's bus ministry. They're in the third building. Pray for our staff there. And we want the anointing of the Holy Ghost from this place tonight. How about you? Oh, amen. I want what God has. Hallelujah. Let's carry the knees to Jesus Christ tonight. Lord, I love and I praise you. I worship you, God, for the wealth of the opportunity right now to come before your throne, to worship you, to love you, to magnify your beautiful name together, Lord, as your church. We pray for these needs tonight and right now that you would undertake with healing and joy and peace and God, that you would bring healing and virtue, God, to every one of these needs. We thank you, God, for being present right here and present right there. We bless you. We worship your great name. And we give you thanks and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Amen. You may be seated. Oh, it's so good to look at here tonight and have guests that are with us. Amen. We welcome you to the house of the Lord. Amen. Brother, Sister Woods, amen. Y'all brought a precious person with you tonight. Amen. Sister Whitney, so good to see you and these precious people with you. Amen. We're glad that you're here tonight also. Amen. Good to have the brother from Alto. I know who you are, but I can't even remember your name, but God knows who you are. We're so blessed to have you. Just good to have you with us in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. And every saint of God, good to have Brother Savala with us. Amen. Brother Savala, great things have been happening. I'm telling you. Amen. Great things have been happening. Amen. And I want him to give us a report, a revival. Amen. This evangelist is traveling. He's a full-time evangelist. And I'm telling you, God is full-time too. Are you thankful that we don't serve a part-time God? Amen. Praise God. Tell us about it. And he just back from Aransas Pass the same way there. God's doing a mighty work, and we're so thankful that Friday night we baptized two in Jesus' name here. Amen. Week before that, baptized Sherry in the name of Jesus. Amen. Week before that, Guillermo in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God is doing a mighty work. And so thankful today we had four services at the jail. Normally we do five or six, but today they were a little bit slow in getting inmates to us. But I'm so thankful. You know, we watched the power of the Lord today minister to hearts and lives in such a beautiful way. And I watched God open eyes today. Our last service, we had a handful, maybe 10 females in that service.
And some of them have been there before. But today, in just the simplicity of the Word of God, I watched the faces of two or three of them as God opened their eyes, so to speak. And I was praying tonight, and I thank the Lord for that. But this is what I thank God for. I'd rather see God open the eyes of somebody's understanding to His truth than to open a blind person's eyes. Because there's blind people that their eyes may get open, but they never give their heart to the Lord completely, never repent of their sin. The greatest joy, amen, is to watch God open the eyes of somebody's understanding. And when God begins to prove to somebody that He's on the throne and that He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, when somebody recognizes it, the Lord is one. Amen. That there's only one God. Amen. And the God of heaven, earth, and sea is the same one that spoke the world into existence. When somebody could see that, how beautiful it is when they say, I seen it. And I watched these ladies today in this little service that we had. Brother Zach was talking, and as he was talking, the spirit of revelation came there. And I watched that young lady. I've seen her walk the street of Nacogdoches. And I told Brother Zach, I watched this girl walk the street here. And when I say walk the street, read between the lines what probably her lifestyle is. Amen. She's in and out, in and out, in and out of the jail. But today, God did something for that young lady. Amen. Another young lady. Amen. I watched the Lord open her eyes today. And then we had a 63-year-old that was in jail today. And there she was in the back, and the power of the Lord was ministering. I watched the Spirit of God open her eyes. I'm telling you, I'd rather have eyes open, because when God opens eyes, amen, the next thing they got to do is open their heart and receive what the Word is given. Amen. Are you thankful for the Word of God? Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. I'm telling you, amen, the old grass is withering out there. The flower is fading, but the Word of God is standing forever. Hallelujah. The Word of God is still true. Amen. I'd rather have the God of this Word, amen, living in existence in my soul than anything. Amen. Praise God. And we're so blessed that you're in the house of the Lord. Every one of you that are here, our guests and our saints. Amen. We're believing the Lord for something great. Amen. I have felt something this morning in prayer, such a drive of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I got up from my prayer time and I went back to bed to take a nap. I tell my wife all the time, I get better rest from about 5:30 in the morning to about 6:30. Then I do all night. And I went to lay back down. I couldn't. I was wide awake as the Lord was feeding me, fueling me, blessing my soul. Amen. And I'm thankful today. I have no gripes in Jesus Christ. I have no complaints in Him. Amen. He's not a God that's going to fail you or me. Amen. He's faithful to His Word. Amen. Why gripe when you've got the King of Kings on your side? Amen. You ought to give the Lord a hand of praise tonight. Woo, the Lord is my life and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. He's the glory and the lifter of my head. Amen. I'm thankful for the power of His Spirit. Now, I want to just talk to you tonight. I felt this in the Holy Ghost. There's a lot of memories, a lot of memorials that we have in life. I still remember going to my grandmother's house, and I've shared this with you, going to that Cajun grandmother's house in South Louisiana. And when you would open the door, that certain smell that would just meet you there. My grandmother had a certain smell because she was a person that loved to cook, that loved to entertain people, and how wonderful it was to walk in. Many times when we go to men's conference in Jennings, I tell the men, when you walk in that place, those Cajuns in Jennings, Louisiana, they're cooking for us men. And when you open that door, there's that smell that I smelled as a kid at my grandma's house. The greatest thing is it brings me back down memory lane. Amen. How many has ever been back down memory lane before? Amen. Tokens from the past, things in my past, God brings me back to. There's been services that the Lord has brought me back to, and things that God has done all my life, and I've got some illustrations tonight I want to share with you that I want to just talk to you about things of your past and about keepsakes, things that God wants you to hang on to that will keep you in your journey and in your relationship with God. I don't want to ever let go of some things. About you? I want to hang on to what God is doing. I don't want to let some testimonies, some things that God done go down the drain. I want to keep those things vibrant. I want to keep those things fresh in my soul. Amen. I don't want to ever let God down in meaning, but I want the beauty of the Holy Ghost always to be a fire inside of me. Hallelujah. I want to be like the man of God said, it's like fire shut up in my bones. Amen. I want you to lift your hands and pray that tonight. Lord, shut it up in my bones, Lord Jesus. Put the fire of your spirit deep inside me. Teach me, guide me, help me tonight, God. I pray for the glory of your spirit this evening, Jesus. Thank you tonight, God. Amen. Memories, amen, of a man that fought in the war. Amen. This was a man that signed the adoption papers for my wife to be adopted. While he was in the war, he was in the mouth of the Black Sea and the mouth of another sea. And he got a wire transfer from on that ship. And they called him to the front. Mr. Hooks, we got a little notice. Your wife is ready to adopt that baby. My wife was adopted at birth. And Mr. Hooks signed via the wire, somehow they had done that, aboard a ship while he was in the Navy. And Mr. Hooks is going on. That's a memory, amen. And that memory to me is something just precious and priceless that I carry with me all the days because God has blessed me with a precious wife. And at 17 months old, my wife was just a little girl and she passed away. She died. And in Zavala, Texas, the constable there was Cotton Gaskamp. Mr. Gaskamp was called and he came to the house where they were at. And not only was he called, but there was a little great aunt that went to church in Zavala. And that great aunt called the preacher. They were in revival and the evangelists. And they came to the house. And just by that time, my mother-in-law, the constable, and the preacher and the evangelist got in that patrol unit and started heading to Lufkin. And they said, you may as well just take her to the morgue. But they were headed to the hospital. And in the arms of an evangelist and a pastor in the back seat, they were praying for that 17-month-old. And you know what happened. She's here. God resurrected her. As a result, that pastor, that evangelist later on that we got to meet said there was a revival because of that. Amen. I'm thankful for that keepsake. Amen. That somebody said, hey, I'm going to make room for a child in my home and my life. Amen. That God would pass on a testimony today to me. I don't want to lose what God's doing. Amen. All my life, there's been things and testimonies. Amen. All my life are the things of God. Amen. If I inherited anything from my daddy that I hold on to, it's in this briefcase. This briefcase right here is full of just handwritten notes. They're not preaching notes of my daddy preaching, but they're notes that my daddy took while somebody else was preaching. And I see Brother Josh takes notes, different ones take notes while I'm preaching. Amen. That's what my daddy did. All through this briefcase is notes of daddy's handwriting where he preached, or somebody preached and he took these notes. It's amazing to me to go back and look at these and find out that these preachers preached Brother Maddox's sermon, St. Francisville, or Port Allen, Louisiana, August the 5th, 1968. I'm telling you, I didn't know this. I just pulled it out just then. The road of remembering. My Lord, amen. God, you're up to something tonight. Hallelujah. I looked at these things, and it's been several years ago. Brother Tommy Kraft was preaching for us in Central Heights, and I showed Brother Kraft some of these notes of Brother Tommy Kraft, Brother Crawford Coon, different ones, Brother Spears, Brother Curtis Spears, different ones that's preached that daddy took notes. And Brother Tommy Kraft said, Brother Crawford, I'll give you $5,000 for this. I mean, this old junky briefcase full of papers and a little bit of ink, $5,000. Even I didn't have the heart to sell it because there's something in here that means something to me. I didn't receive a big inheritance from my dad. I didn't receive very much from my dad, but I got a treasure from my dad. Amen. A treasury of a dad that lived for God, that fought for the things of God. He would come in from work. We lived 27, 28 miles from Baton Rouge. My dad would come in from work. My mama would have everything on the table for us. Back in those days, we went to revival 7 days a week. 7 days a week. And you just didn't have a one-week revival. Revival would continue. Amen. Verbal beings stayed there. 100 is soul revival. Different ones that I can remember preaching for us. And just as soon as daddy get there, we would eat. My daddy, we didn't have a shower. My daddy took a bath. And he had to go, mama had that bath water hot and ready for him. Dad would get ready for church, and us boys would sit on the couch ready for daddy. I thank God that I had a dad that was faithful, a dad that hung on to the things of God. Amen. A treasure that I just can't lose. I can't get rid of. Other things that I look in here that God has blessed me. In this bag right here, ladies and gentlemen, it's some precious things that I have kept through the years. And I'm not going to open up. The bag is starting to tear. There's not money in here, but there's treasures. I'm thinking valuable things. You know what they are? Love letters from my girlfriend over there. I've been married to for 34 years. Love letters, I mean, things that we have wrote to each other through the years, how precious and priceless it's been. Amen. I have something else that God has blessed me with. Here's a picture of my mother-in-law, my wife, and my little niece at our wedding. Amen. I don't want to part with some things that God has blessed me. I don't want to lose the things that God has honored my life with. I've got pictures of my children. Here's a picture of Joel when he was just a young man. We had something going on with the hay bales. And just a little picture, a little simple picture of what of the past. Also, today I reached in and I pulled out these little rabbits that we got. This one was Katie's. This one was Joel's. And wherever Isaac is, this was yours, Isaac. And these little bunny rabbits were our kids' individual little gifts that we gave our kids and they held on to. And how wonderful it is to look at those and as a reminder of my children. I don't want ever to lose some things. These are nothing. Just little tokens. That's all they are of my children. And every time I look at them, I can remember when Katie was a baby and Joel was a baby and Isaac was a baby. Those things matter to me. And I look at other things that I have in here that matter to me. Y'all know what this is? I was in Bible quizzing, and this is one particular trophy that I have. I have some more, and they're in the attic somewhere, but this one is second high score Bible quiz in 1986 Baytown Tournament. And how wonderful it was, because that was senior Bible quizzing, and in Bible quizzing back in those days, we had a huge group of people because Texas District UPC was the whole state of Texas without the Texaco District, which is West Texas. I have different things here that God has blessed me. I have my wife's graduation tassel, mine right here. I have other things that God blessed me that I don't want to ever let go. I look for other things today that are meaningful to me. When I was ordained as a minister, I got my ordination. They handed me this little towel. It is something I look back and I say, God, I was just a young man, but you blessed me and I've been ordained, God, to carry this gospel. These are all token and memories that God has blessed my life with. And I began to look, and today I thought, you know, I want to get one of my old Bibles out. And right before service, I just reached and pulled one of these. This Bible here, I mean, the cover's coming off of it. It's a Thompson chain. And I began to look at it and I began to flip through the pages of it. And written here, which I had forgotten all about, was a precious memory. And it says, I baptized my first person in Jesus' name, October the 11th, 1987, on a Sunday night in Victoria, Texas. Brother Alvin Kite was the pastor, and Brother Kite was gone for general conference. And God filled seven with the Holy Ghost, and I baptized a six-year-old boy named Jarrett Jordan. I'm going to call Brother Kite and Brother Rankin there, and I'm going to ask, does Jared attend church there? Seven people in 1987, just a little Bible college student in 1987, 18, 19 years old. God did a mighty work. I don't want to trade what God has given me. I don't want to ever lose the memories and milestones. Amen. But you notice I brought my suitcase tonight. I want to carry some things with me every step of my way. everything with me. I don't want to ever lose those. And I want to tell you, a fire could break out tonight, and I may literally lose any of these things, but I don't want to ever let the meaning of a relationship with God go down the tube. Hear me, saint of God, tonight, whatever you have in your life, don't let memory lane lose its meaning. Don't let memory lane of your relationship with God become just an old thing that you don't want to go down anymore. I thank God for the old past. Amen. There's still fervency and fire in the old past. There's still grace in the old past. There's still wonder and beauty in the old past. Amen. You ought to thank God tonight where God has brought you from. Hallelujah. How wonderful it is. It may be a token that takes you back. Something, little small thing. Maybe it's like the smell of grandma's house, a keepsake, or something to commemorate times and events and people. There's always things that you hold dear that you just can't throw away. There may be a piece of paper, a letter, a card, or just something. Or maybe it's a picture of a special person that produces that warm feeling of remembrance. Things that would trigger a sense of meaning and significance to you. Let me read. Let's go to the word of the Lord now in 2 Timothy, the first chapter. You don't have to stand. Normally we do. But today I started out already. I'm already in the race. I want you to go to 2 Timothy chapter 1. And we're going to talk about some things that mattered. Amen. Some things of memory that held a significance. Amen. And we're talking about it tonight. Keepsakes that will keep you. That's the title tonight we want to focus on. Keepsakes that will keep you. And this is one of them we find in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 1. The scripture said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Jesus Christ. Now, Paul's a writer. He's given a greeting. And he writes to Timothy, my beloved, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Verse 3. I thank God, whom I served from my forefathers. Number one, he said, I thank God that I had forefathers that gave me something. He said, with pure conscience, that without ceasing, I have remembrance of thee in my prayers day and night. Verse 4, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. Verse 5, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee. When I remember you, I remember your faith, that unfeigned, that sincere, genuine faith. And it says, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded that in thee also. I want to thank God tonight for that faith that can be passed on. I want you to have that kind of faith that is so contagious, that somebody in this room, that your faith is so contagious and vibrant and fiery that when people look at you, they say they want that. Amen. I want that. Peter and John were about to go into the temple, the hour of prayer. The lame man was begging there at the beautiful gate. And that day he received a beautiful thing at the beautiful gate. And he asked an alms. I need something. I'm a beggar. I make and derive my living off the handouts. But that day, Peter and John, about to go into the temple at the hour of prayer, they looked on him and said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. The Bible says immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he walking up, leaping up, stood and walked in the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. I want something that is contagious. I want something that is transferable. I want something that somebody else would want in my life. Timothy, when I think about you, I think about that sincere faith that I see in a parent, in your grandmother, and in your mama. There's something that is there. And he talked to it. He said, verse 6, wherefore I put in thee remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Stir up the gift of God. In other words, like a fire that is burned. Sometimes you got to take the poker and poke it. You got to stir it up. You got to stir the coals up. And saying to God, faith has to be built. Faith has to be fueled. Faith has to be worked on. Amen. Faith is more than just a simple belief system, but faith is an action system where you believe God that you got to do something with that belief. You got to put your faith in action. The Bible says, be a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. Hear me, son of God. You got to do something with that fire inside of you. Stir it. Keep it up. Keep the things of God burning in your heart. Let it matter to you. Let the meaning of God be always with you. Hallelujah, my. Amen. I want that meaning to stay in my soul. And how wonderful it is to see the things of God. Amen. In action. And how beautiful it is to watch what God would do. The Bible says also in Acts, the 9th chapter, verse 36 to 42. Acts chapter 9, the Bible says that there was at Joppa, a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and she died. Tabitha died, and they washed her and they put her in the upper chamber. And the disciples heard that Peter was near. And they sent it to him, they called him that he would not delay. Hurry up and come. Verse 39, then Peter rose and went with him. And when they were come, they brought him to an upper chamber. And all the widows stood by him weeping. And they were showing the coats and the garments which Dorcas had made. They began to say, look at all what she's done. She's been a help to the church. She's been a help to me. Look at all the garments. There were tokens that they had that begin to be significant, meaningful things inside of their heart. Oh, but Peter, having one that been with Jesus Christ, had watched Jesus do this. He put them all forth. He got them all out of the room. Y'all clear the house. Just like Jesus did. He knelt down and he prayed. And turning to the body, he said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. And when Peter saw, she sat up. And he gave her his hand, lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, he presented her alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Amen. Oh, friend, they brought garments. They said, look, this woman's been significant. Look what she's done. But oh, what a difference God made that day. A great miracle happened. I don't want to ever lose what God is doing. I don't want to ever lose the significance and the meaning and the importance of God's people. Amen. We've had some precious saints through the years that have passed away. I mean, some this year. I don't want to ever lose that meaning that these people had. They had an impact in our life. Amen. I thank God for my elders. I thank God for people that poured in my life. People that were there for me to pray for me and pray with me in my office. And I was going to put it in a suitcase tonight as a set of commentaries that my little aunt, amen, she bought me as very expensive commentaries. And she wrote in it from Aunt Velma. Amen. And I had another aunt. Every month at Bible college, she would send me $50. And Anna Marone would send that to me. I don't want to ever lose that. They trusted in me. They prayed for me. They believed in me. Because, amen, there was something they wanted to pass to me. Hear me, young person today, every one of you. Hear me, saint of God, every one of you. Hear me, elderly saint of God, every one of you. Amen. God wants you to grow your faith. God wants there to be a fervency in your walk with him. Amen. Oh, friend, there's people that are looking at you. There are people expecting you to have that fervency, that fire, that glory of God. Don't lose what God has put in your life. Author of the Word of God, God expected things, memorials, to be observed. When the children of Israel came out of Egypt, the Lord began to say, as a result of this, I don't want you to ever lose that significance. I don't want you to ever lose that memories. He said, let there be a feast called the Unleavened Bread, that you can remember the times where you walked out of Egypt, even with just unleavened bread that did not have yeast in it, and how that I blessed you and kept you. I want you to commemorate the feast of Passover, that when the death angel came, only those that had the blood on the doorpost, their house was saved. I want you to commemorate that time. Even when the manna fell, he said, I want you to take it and put it into a pot and I want you to put in the Ark of the Covenant. I want you to take the rod of Aaron. I want you to take the Word of God and put in that Ark, that people would say, what is that? That you could tell them it was a God of heaven, the God that reached down and delivered us and kept us and sustained us. The God that came in covenant is the God that I serve. Amen. Later on, when they were crossing the Jordan River, the Lord spoke. He said, I want you to take 12 stones, one for every tribe of Israel, and I want you to build a memorial. That way, when your children say, what does that mean? You could tell them about the God that opened up the Jordan River. You could tell them about the God that answered. I'm thankful tonight the same God that opened the Red Sea, the Jordan River, the same God, amen, that opened the womb of those that couldn't have a child is a God that we serve tonight in this place, a God that's never failed, a God that's not hindered, or a God that is not messed with impossibilities. My God is well able tonight. He's still able to open the eyes of the blind. He's still able to heal the sick. He's still able to do the impossible work. Amen. You ought to thank God tonight for the God that you serve. What a mighty God we have tonight. The purpose of all these memorials was to keep vibrant and alive that sacred meaning. It was just stones. These are just memories. Like I said, these all could burn up real quickly. But I don't want to ever lose its meaning and importance in my soul. And that sense of reverence, that sense of regard, that sense of appreciation, God said, I want that honor to go to me all the time. God didn't want some things to be forgotten and disregard it. One of the things that you find with faith, that will couple with faith, is the fear of the Lord. We live in an hour where people don't fear God anymore. There's not a fear of the Bible. But the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of understanding, and the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs. Amen. We need understanding. We need wisdom. But folks, without the fear of God, we cannot have that. Amen. True fear is not to be scared of God, but to be terrified of being away from God. I don't want to be away from God. So the fear of the Lord must be stoked like a fire, like a fuel. It must be kept alive and burning. Amen. We got to fuel that eternal. It's the eternal flame. The fear of the Lord would be the eternal flame that keeps the hell flame away from you. I'm going to say that again. The fear of the Lord is that eternal flame that will keep hell's flame from getting you. Amen. It will keep a man on the straight and the narrow when there's a fear of the Lord. So tonight, my encouragement is to keep memory lane, a frequent, meaningful path traveled with God. Amen. Remember God. Remember your Creator, the scripture says, in the days of the youth. Let it be something teachable to your children and their children, that they would know that there's a God in Israel. The God of thy salvation has walked with thee, provided for thee, made a way for thee, and never failed you. I'm thankful tonight he never fails. Neither does he forsake. Amen. What a Savior we have tonight. What a great shepherd you have tonight. We can't forget where we came from, and we can't forget God who brought us to where we're at. Amen. The children of Israel, in the process of the journey, lost meaning. They lost their regard, and they forgot the God that brought them out of Egypt. They began to carve and begin to worship idols. And these idols that they had, it caused them to turn their hearts, and they lost the meanings of the one true God. They lost the significance and then the power of relationship with the God of heaven, earth, and sea. And they started worshiping things that were not God, things that had eyes but couldn't see, ears but couldn't hear, and arms but weren't able to reach, and legs but weren't able to come to them. I'm thankful tonight that the God that I serve has an eyes that can see. Amen. He looks beyond this world. He sees your tomorrow. He sees your past, but he sees your now. Amen. He has ears to hear the faintest cry of prayer, the earnest prayer, and the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, because we got a God that hears. We got a God whose loving arms will reach around us, but the long arm of God is able to reach across today and snatch somebody's soul from the flames of hell. I'm thankful for the mighty God that I serve. I don't want to ever lose that. But meaning was lost And pretty soon, they became numb, began to worship other things. And with the meaning, memory was lost. They didn't no longer know what that was all about. They didn't even know the things of God. Their children didn't even know it. They began to intermarry with the pagans, with idol worshipers. They began to practice the heathen deeds. But as soon you couldn't tell the people of God because it wasn't sanctified and separated any longer. The Lord still wants us to be separate. Many people want to do away with offense. They want to tear down the walls. Oh, pastor, we don't need to do that. This is a different generation. I'm telling you, if it was good for my mama, if it was good for my grandma, if it was good for them, it ought to be good for you, saint of God. Amen. Oh, friend, hear me. Amen. The truth is still the truth today. Amen. Young lady in the jail today told me, she said, so-and-so from in this area told her, oh, you know, you really don't have to have the speaking in other tongues. You really don't have to. And this person goes to a church in this area that is convincing this inmate and telling her, oh, you don't have to do it. She said, you know, everybody's different and everybody has a different spiritual experience. I agree with that, but the Bible says these signs shall follow them that believe. The Bible says, and when they laid their hands on them, they spoke with other tongues. And the Bible says, with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak. And this is the refreshing and the rest. God spoke that. I don't want to ever let the word of God become secondary to my feelings, my opinion. Amen. You have an opinion and I have an opinion, but the word of God is priority. Somebody say amen. Amen. This book is going to be right 9 times out of 9. Amen. Hallelujah. You hear me? It's right all the time. Amen. I don't care what TV evangelist says. I don't care what the elected official says. I don't care what everybody else says. But me and my house, we need the word. Oh, you need to love God. You need to love the Lord of this word. Praise God. Meaning, when you lose meaning, pretty soon you lose your memory. Illustration I'm going to share with you, talking about at the county line years ago, not Nacogdoches, but a place here in Texas. Let me explain something. Years ago, since I've been here, Angelina County was dry. Now, let me explain that to this age right here. When a county is dry, that means that county cannot sell liquor. That means it's illegal to have beer, Jack Daniels, wine, whiskey. You can't sell it, right? That Angelina County years ago was dry, and they voted that it could be wet. So that's an old-fashioned term that now you could buy liquor. There's liquor stores. But there was a place just like that that was dry. The people there couldn't buy liquor. They couldn't sell it. And there was a group of young men that would cross the line into the next county to purchase their liquor, their booze. And basically, they made it a habit, and they would go and get drunk on the way back. One particular time, there was 5 men in a car, young men, and that car was wrapped around a tree. And when that car hit that tree, 4 out of 5 of those young men perished. They died. That car caught on fire, and just so happened, there was a highway patrolman seeing a flash in the sky in that dark night, and he was on patrol, and he put the pedal to the metal, and he got to the scene where that car had exploded and was on fire. That highway patrolman was a rookie. He had just started patrolling that area, and he ran, and he looked through the door. And he reached in just in time to pull one of these young men out. And he got him away from the flames, the fire. And he said, just when he got away from it, turning his back to go, the car exploded. And he heard the screams of the other 4 as they entered into eternity. But the young man that he got out was severely burned, severely wounded from the crash of that vehicle. Well, you know, several years went by. I mean, years took its toll. And all of a sudden, one night, the same highway patrolman patrolling the same area, seeing a car bobbing back and forth. He was indeed a drunk driver. He pulled him over, He looked at his license and he recognized the name of that person. It was that survivor years ago. The young man that he pulled out of the flame. The highway patrolman looked at the young man and he said, I can't believe it. He said his headlights could shine on four crosses underneath a tree just right up the road, where four white crosses represent the four deaths that happened just a few years prior to that. And he said, young man, he said, I can't believe what I'm seeing. He said, I patrolled this for these years. And he said, that was the first major wreck that I ever done. You were the first person ever pulled out of a fiery vehicle. And he said, every time I come right here, he said, I slow down. And he said, my eyes fill with tears because of those four people that perished here. He said, it's just been about every night. Every night when I go home and I take my bath or my shower and I go to bed, he said, just about every night I hear the screams of those four young men. And I relive pulling you out of that fire. And he said, young man, he said, I can't believe it that you're drunk. Amen. I can't believe it. And he said, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? And the young man said, well, you know, after a while, I started getting numb. After a while, it didn't mean anything to me. And he said, now I don't even think about it. It's not even my mind anymore. I want to tell somebody, don't ever forget what God has done for you. Hey, God reached down and pulled us out of a horrible pit. Amen. The God of heaven reached down to where you're at. Don't ever forget. Don't ever forget what God's done. Don't ever lose your meaning of the grace and the goodness of God. You want to lift your hands to the Almighty tonight. Hallelujah, Lord, I love and I praise you. I thank you for that day that you pulled me out of that pit of sin, Jesus. I thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercy that you had on my soul, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my God, let me keep the things of righteousness. Let me keep the meaningful things in my life. Lord, let me have some memorials in my relationship. Let there be some milestones. Let there be some markers in my life. Let there be some things that I hold fast to and I anchor my soul on. Have you ever been to an estate sale? I remember going to an estate sale not too far from my house, and I walked in there and the owner had taught at SFA. And he had passed away, and his relatives were selling the place. And I walked through there, and I couldn't afford these things, but they were carved, hand-carved ducks, hand-carved birds. And on those carvings, every one of them had a seal and a number. That seal said Ducks Unlimited, little gold stamp on it, little gold coin that was embedded in that wood. It said Ducks Unlimited, and it would have a number. And I can remember taking a picture of it. And I thought, man, I can't afford 50 bucks. I can't afford this beautiful heron that was carved out of wood. I couldn't afford that at 80 bucks for it. Those ducks and different things that are there. And because me and my son Joel liked to duck hunt, and later on I called Joel and I said, Joel, you know what I just seen in an estate sale? And Joel said, Daddy, you need to go back. Those things are thousands of dollars. Son, you need to go. Daddy, you need to go back. And when I pulled back in the driveway, the lady said, I gave them all away. She said, nobody wanted to pay the price. So she said, there was a young man here that I asked, do you want them? He said, well, sure. And he took them. I want you to know that estate sales, amen, people just give away some things that are meaningful and priceless. Amen. Oh, what would happen tonight if somebody would come and say, you know, Brother Crossway, maybe I'll give you $5,000 for this. Amen. Oh, let it be $5,000 for this briefcase with all these things that your daddy. I want you to know that $5,000, amen, would not even turn my heart. $10,000 wouldn't even get a hold of me because of the meaning. Because I know that there were services that my daddy sat in where God filled people with the gift of the Holy Ghost. I want to tell somebody tonight, this is just paper. This is just memories. But it's a meaningful thing to my soul. Don't ever lose your meaning. that there be some keepsakes in your soul that'll keep you traveling. Amen. You need to pack your spiritual bag tonight with meaningful things. Amen. Oh, you need the love letters of the Word of God, the pictures of the past. You need to put them in the memories of your children, the things that always matter to you. Amen. You need to put them in. You need to pack your spiritual bags and say, I don't want to part from these things. Oh, I don't want to part from the tokens of yesterday. Lord, I want to hang on to the things that matter, the things that has kept me through the years. With me just opening this book tonight and reading about 1987 has touched my soul, challenged me. Amen. I'm telling you, everything God has done tonight, even pulling that note out of that box while ago and reading that, was a confirmation of the Holy Ghost about the remembrance, keeping remembrances and hanging on to things. You need to pack your bag and take this. Don't leave the things today. Don't leave it behind. You need to carry it in your journey of life everywhere you go. Hear me. Amen. Let it be your traveling thing, your traveling companion. I got some memories. I got some things in my life that I can't let go. I got to hang on to them. They'll keep you, friend, even when the tough time comes, when the trial comes, when the test comes. These memories will keep your soul. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. Amen. Rebecca got valedictorian the other day. She made a wonderful speech. Rebecca, your first generation, Jesus' name apostolic, God filled with the Holy Ghost last October, her speech said this: I'm so thankful that God just filled me with the Holy Ghost. I spoke with other tongues. I obeyed Acts 2:38, and she quoted Acts 2:38 in her speech that day as valedictorian. And she talked to them about the one true God and how God was significant in her life. And when she ended her speech, she said, won't you lift your hands and thank the Lord with it? Rebecca, you may not have all these kind of things that I have from your past, but you've got a heritage that you can take with you. Things that you need to collect and things that you need to haul with you all the way to the finish line. Amen. Don't let the world talk you out of it. Don't let the world throw a garage sale sign. Don't let it be an estate sale. This is not for sale. Hear me? My walk with God is not for sale. Hallelujah. You got to get a hold of it, Rebecca. Because time has a way of eroding meaning. Time has a way of making you feel numb. Oh, you don't have to do that anymore. You don't have to dress holy. You don't have to be separate anymore. Amen. Could it be that a young man comes in your life and says, honey, why don't you just cash in? You don't have to dress like that anymore. Come on, we're living a different day and hour. But hear me, if the Word of God says it, Rebecca, the Word of God means it. If God desires it, God wants you to live it. Hallelujah. Thank God for the landmark marks. Thank God for the old past. Thank God for the truth. You need to carry it with you. Just make you a march around this building with that. Somebody needs to get it in their mind tonight. Keepsakes is going to keep you. They're going to keep you on the right path. I got an obligation. I got to see some young men and young ladies make it to the other side. It bothers me and it bugs me when somebody's been raised in the truth, all of a sudden has an estate sale and starts selling out cheap to the things of the world, who start cashing in on the things of righteousness and godliness and holiness. Hear me, the truth is not for sale. My relationship with God is not for sale. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hand it off to Carson now. Carson, you've got an obligation to carry this gospel. Hallelujah. You've got to carry it with you. I want you to make a lap around this place. Amen. There are people that have watched your life since you was born. Amen. I can remember this baby when he was born, Sister Melinda. Amen. Ever since he was born, there's been something about that young man. And all hell wants to steal from you, Carson, and take that precious luggage from you, that precious keepsake, the precious memories. Don't ever lose what God has entrusted in you. Hear me tonight. God wants a church that will love you with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their mind. Hallelujah. Bring it to me, mama. Hallelujah. We got to keep on. When we get old and our eyes get dim and we can't hear good and we got grandbabies deluxe, amen, we can't compromise what God has said. We got to hang on to it. Amen. I want to hold to the old path. I want to hold to the righteous things of God. These things, when I pull them out, will keep me when I'm discouraged. Love letters from God, things of righteousness. When I look back at the times, honey, where we didn't know how we was going to make it. We sacrificed. We paid this church's bills when there wasn't enough money to come in. And we done without trusting God. Amen. We didn't know where it was going to come from. And we fought. We didn't tell anybody else. We just did what we knew what to do and followed God. Amen. Oh, we can't quit right now. Amen. God supplied. God provided for us. You've heard me tell two times in our life, God has blessed us to the penny. We need it 126:14. And we prayed about it. We didn't have anything. I'm telling you. Amen. We went to the mailbox. There was a check for $126.14. I'm telling you, God knows where you at tonight. I can't leave that behind. I can't leave those memorials. The foolish will gamble. The idiots will have idols. But those that love the Lord their God will be the ones that will valiantly walk with him. And nobody else will follow. I'm going to follow. Stand with me tonight in this place. Hallelujah. Holy God. Amen. Somebody needs to lift their hands to God tonight in this place. Amen. You need to renew your commitment to God. Amen. Oh, if you don't have convictions, you need to get some convictions. If you don't have separation in your life, amen, maybe you've let some things come in your life. Maybe there's some things that you used to feel strong against that now you've moved in your life. Hear me. You need to rid those things that are hindering the path of God and the path of meaning in your life. Holy God. You've been going around down the wrong path. You're not on the old path. You need to take a trip down memory lane. To the end of memory lane, where it leads to the beginning, where God brought you from that horrible pit. You didn't look back over the edge of that horrible pit and remember where you was at the bottom of the bottom when the mercies of God Almighty reached to you and God dug you out of that horrible situation and set you on a rock and established your goings. My God, hallelujah. Come on, let the breath of God breathe back in you. Let the fire of God replenish something in your faith tonight. Amen. Somebody needs to lift both hands to God above your head. Amen. You need to reach as high as you can and say, God, renew the joy of thy salvation. Renew the fire. Renew the flame. Renew my covenant, my commitment, Lord, to you. Come on, do you remember when you used to touch God? Remember the days that you used to touch the throne of grace? You remember the days you didn't matter? Time didn't matter to you anymore. Time didn't matter to your soul. You were just hungry for God. You were thirsty for the move of God. You were willing to fall on your face before God. Hallelujah. 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 There arose a generation that knew not God. There arose a generation that knew not God. I said there arose a generation that knew not God.
God, have your way tonight.
The God of heaven is here tonight knocking, calling your name. Amen. Tonight you need to come and respond to God. Amen. Won't you come to this front and lift your hands? Amen. Somebody needs to run to God tonight. Amen. You need to fall before the presence of God and say, woe is me. God, I need you tonight. I need your power. I need your grace.